The great distractions of life stop us from truly living. TV is the traditional favourite. We have become reliant on TV to entertain us, inform us, and help us make decisions. It is an external tool that defines us, and in doing so, binds us from leading a life we love. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hidden Wire podcast, episode 355. My name is Lee Martinuzzi, the Hidden Wire guy, the host of the show, here to inspire you to live your life with greater passion and purpose. That's my mission, and in learning and experiencing it, I want to share what I've learned with you, give you some value that might help you or inspire you, encourage you to go out there and create a life that is your own. And that really comes from being your internal guide, leading your life towards the life that you love. And for me, the ultimate goal for all of us is happiness. The path there is very different and unique, but at the ultimate goal of happiness, that's where we all want to end up. So that is the path forward, guys. Today I'm bringing you back an episode, a solo show that I launched back at episode 45. It was about turning off the TV and why we can find benefits of doing that, how it can be absolutely life-changing. Now, I don't believe TV is the necessary evil. I certainly love a few of the fantasy shows that I watch, and I love watching a good movie, but certainly it can become very consuming, and that can be limiting to what we should be doing with our lives, perhaps, or what we wish to be doing more with our lives. And, you know, it's negative, it defines us, we use it for information that's perhaps not that reliable, and certainly it can be a very big time-consuming activity. I started reading instead and found great benefits in that, educating myself, obviously, but really giving myself space to just obsess the mind and assess who I am and what I thought about everything and put things into greater perspective. It allowed me to live life with greater perspective, and in that, living towards greater happiness. So guys, I think there's some value in turning off the TV. Let me know what you think. You can reach me at thehiddenwire.com. Leave your comments in the show notes there, episode 355. Or you can reach me for any other questions or thoughts or comments that you have about the show or for me in general. And that is using my email address, thehiddenwireguy@gmail.com. You can connect with me on Facebook and Twitter, and also connect with me at thehiddenwire.com. Guys, if you haven't yet done so and you would like to, please jump onto iTunes and leave us a review there. It's a quick review, 1 to 5 stars plus a little comment. That would be muchly appreciated. If you love this show, share it with your family, share the love, and we will chat at the other end. Thank you. Hello, and thank you for tuning in, guys. This is my solo show today, Turn Off the TV. So what's that all about? Well, it is simply about that, just turning off the TV. So in our life, we have many choices that we can make, and certainly sometimes the things that we choose to do perhaps aren't conducive to taking us on that path that we so desire. Now, TV is one of them for me, and it sort of touches on two topics, I suppose, and certainly two areas that will help improve our lives and help take us towards the, you know, living life with more passion and purpose towards those dreams and desires that we so have. And one is, you know, how does watching TV affect our thoughts? So that's important for me. But the second one is, and probably the most relevant, the reason why I thought I'd press the record button today, is what about the time factor? You know, how much time do we spend on the TV? Now, TV's not all bad, I don't believe, and some people say just remove the TV altogether. Hey, and that's great if you can do that and you're happy with that. I think removing the TV from your house will only give you greater benefits than the sacrifices that you might have to make, if that's something that you want to do. But I am a person that likes balance, and I believe that, you know, if I can balance things, then great. If I can't, then perhaps I need to remove it from my life. In some aspects of my life, I'm great with balance. In other aspects, I'm not so great with balance. But I believe that we have choice in life, and that's a privilege that we have. So it's a nice privilege, you know. Not all of us are lucky enough to have TVs. Most of the world probably still, if you look at population per capita, probably still don't have access to TV like we do in the West. So it's a privilege, and certainly sometimes those privileges, it's just nice to take advantage of them, not take advantage of them, but, you know, use them, if you get what I mean. So if you do enjoy a little bit of TV, then that's fine. But how much TV is good, and certainly what you watch, what is good and what is not good. So let's just talk about TV and time first. I'll start there because it's probably what I'm most familiar with. Now, it's something that I used to watch a lot of TV. I used to sit down pretty religiously afternoon and even in the morning and watch TV. You know, you'd get up, you'd switch on the TV, you'd go about your morning, you'd make your breakfast, your coffee, you'd sit down, you'd watch TV. It's on in the background. It's just there. When you get home from work, what do? You get home, you walk in the house, you grab a cold beer out of the fridge and turn on the TV and, you know, oh, there's some rubbish on. I can remember the stuff I used to watch, which I certainly don't do anymore. But that's the amazing role for majority of us. TV has become a big part of our life. And now it's moving away from TV. There's more of a distraction by social media and, you know, things like YouTube and definitely the internet. And again, I did an episode recently about, you know, choosing the information that you consume, which is probably a bit more relevant for you to go back to that and listen to that. But certainly you can choose what you watch on TV. But still in this day and age, TV is a major part of how we live our lives and what we do. There's stats out there and certainly research done, surveys online, and I don't know where this one came from because I read it some time ago and I've mentioned it a few times. And I actually should grab out my calculator, but the stat goes that, you know, the average person watches about 5 hours of TV a day. Now, that stat rings true to me when I look back several years ago when I was, you know, religious about watching TV and it was something that I did very habitually. That's probably very true to me. I probably did watch 5 hours a day at least, you know, and perhaps not focused attention. Perhaps I didn't always just sit there and just zone out and get, as they say, square eyes. But it was probably on, you know, it was on in the background. So if I got up in the morning, it was on for maybe for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it might be. Certainly on the weekends, I used to be obsessed with watching the morning news show. And that went, I think, for a couple of hours, seven to nine or something like that, maybe 6 to 9, 3 hours. I can't remember. But it went for a fair while, and certainly on the weekends, I didn't have to sort of rush my day and get ready and go to work, so I probably absorbed a little bit more of that. But certainly for me, yeah, it was 5 hours. So you think about it and you add it up. If you can honestly add up the amount of TV you watch, hopefully the guys are listening today, you're not one of these statistics, but you might be. You might be. I was certainly, and if you are, then hopefully this episode will help you or encourage you to inspire you to turn off the TV or certainly not turn it on as much as you currently do. So that's 5 hours a day. Now, if we look at 5 hours a day over the course of a year, I think, and I don't have my calculator on me, but I believe that I added it up to be about 9 weeks. And that's not 9 weeks, 24 hours a day. I think I calculate that to be 9 40-hour weeks. So if the average person works 40 hours, I think it's more like 37 hours a week. But let's go 40 hours. Then if you watch 5 hours of TV a day, that equates to 9 working weeks, 9 40-hour weeks back. Now, this is what it's all about. When we talk about following our passions and living life, doing stuff that we enjoy and doing those things that we're passionate about, you just imagine for a second how much time you'd have to do those things you do if you just removed 5 hours and gave yourself 5 hours back. Because often I hear people go, oh, but I don't really have much time. And then they'll be talking about, you know, what happened on Neighbours or Big Brother or whatever TV shows might be on MasterChef. What's the other one? There's another one on at the moment that I just can't think of, but what's it? It's a cooking one anyway. But, you know, they talk about it. It's gossip. It's things that we talk about. It's trivial information. Trivia is fine if that's what you like. But if it's not relevant to taking you on the path that you want to do, then perhaps it's not fine. And that's the point of it all. So 5 hours a day, imagine what you could do in 9 weeks. If your boss said to you yesterday, here you go, have 9 weeks off, but you've got to produce something. You've got to do something that you enjoy. You've got to do something that you're passionate about. Imagine that. If you had 9 weeks, just think about that for a second. And what would you do if you were asked that question? If someone said to you, okay, here's 9 weeks, it's yours to use, what are you going to do with that time? Now, if you can answer that question pretty quickly, great. If you need a bit more time to think about it, that's fine. But I guess if you do answer that question, you'll probably look at it and go, well, what would I do with my time? Yeah, and that's what it's all about. It's about getting that time back so we can do those things that we enjoy in life. And as I've said in a previous episode, I'm pretty sure I've said it anyway, that, you know, following a passion doesn't mean that you're going to be able to quit your day job or do anything like that necessarily. It might, and hopefully it does. And I think, you know, if you can, then that's great. And people that I talk with and interview all the time suggest to me that, you know, do what you love and do what you're passionate about. If you do that, you're going to have a greater life. Now, if you can make money out of it, that's great. But someone gave me an example the other day and I thought, well, yeah, how could you make that? And there was like, you know, playing video games or playing golf. Certainly, we're not all going to be able to transform our passion into a lifestyle that can actually support us, give us the finances that we need to live the life that we so desire. But by following a passion, you can certainly enhance all aspects of your life, because when you get passionate about something, you become obsessed. It raises your energy levels, it raises your happiness, and that infects other areas of your life. So certainly by switching off the TV, you can grab back some of that time. Now, as I said, and I started with, the balance is important for me as well. So having all, you know, work or hustle and no play, sometimes I wonder if that's always the best thing. And certainly I believe that it's okay to let your hair down. It's okay to let loose. It's okay to have a bit of fun. And if fun for you is watching a program on TV, then great. You know, fantastic. It's what you want to do. Like, I love some TV shows and I'm obsessed at the moment with The Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, Vikings. I don't know what it is about them, but it's a way for me to tune out. It's a little bit like meditation, not quite, but it's sort of, you're just focused on that and all that distraction that goes on in your head, those thoughts that turn around daily, just get removed for that little segment, that 50-minute interval. And I really enjoy it, and it's entertaining. So it sort of lifts you. And again, I believe it's a pleasure of the life that we are, I'm grateful for. And so why not use it, you know? And if I don't abuse it, then that's okay. And certainly you've got to get in the habit of not abusing it. Just like any of the vices that we have, alcohol, drugs, you know, eating poor choice food, or, you know, those yummy things that we probably shouldn't be eating. I think if you can't control it, then perhaps you need to remove it. But if you can try and control it and just limit it, then great. And certainly, you know, put a rule in place. You know, when are you allowed to watch TV? It might be on a Friday night or on the weekends, or, you know, maybe I'm allowed to watch, you know, one show every day, 50-minute hour show every day. Certainly that's going to reduce if you're already watching 5 hours a day and you just take it down to 1 hour, you get 4 hours back. So then you can use those 4 hours to do other things that are important, those categories of your life, those main categories that are important, you know, spending more time with family, working on something that you're passionate about, maybe working on your finances more, working on your health, you know, putting that 4 hours back into something that's going to actually grow you and enhance you so that you can actually lead a much larger life. So that's what it's all about as far as switching off the TV goes. But then we look at, well, what are we watching on TV? And certainly there's programs that are entertaining. There's programs that, and I don't know if this is right or wrong, but live TV, unless they're teaching you something, I don't understand why we do it. Like, watching people just do what they're doing, how does that help you? Unless they're skilled at something, or they're, you know, successful in some way. But when they're the regular person, you know, my view is that you wanna follow people and watch the behaviors of people that are successful, people that you wish to become. Now, if you wish to become that person on TV that is just a overnight celebrity, that once that show is finished, they'll be gone and out of sight, then that's fine. That's what you'll become. But if you want to really live to a higher form, to a higher level of success in your life, look at those heroes that you look up to. What are they doing, you know, with their time? What are their behaviors? Now, if those heroes are on TV, like if you see a show with, I don't know, Tony Robbins, if he's a hero of yours, or if you see a, you know, even a celebrity chef that's really cooking some amazing food. I actually like watching cooking shows. And because I love cooking so much, I feel that it's actually productive use of my time, because when I'm watching them cook the food, it builds that passion within me to go out there and do the same in my life. So I think certainly there's episodes and there's shows and there's things that we can watch that are going to be conducive to living our life with greater passion and purpose, to growing us, to making us, you know, learn more. You know, certainly documentaries, there's good documentaries out there. But live TV, I don't sometimes understand if it's actually helping us grow, helping us build up. And the one that I mentioned before was the news. The news is devastating. It's detrimental. And I have arguments with this with my family. I have arguments with people about switching off the news. And people say, but yeah, but if you switch off the news, how are you going to be informed? How are you going to be up to date with what's going on in the world? Well, to tell you the truth,
And it came to me when I first, someone said to me, you know, just switch off the news, stop reading the newspapers, because I used to be one of those guys. I used to watch the news. It used to be, let's switch on the news in the afternoon, see what the current affairs are going on. And I used to pick up the papers on the weekends. It was a great thing for me to do on a Saturday or a Sunday, is pick up the newspaper, and it was chock full of rubbish, most of it, but also the news, which is what I used to read. But then you'd get sidetracked by all the rubbish, and it was just time wasting. It really was. It wasn't relaxing. It wasn't pleasant. And to be honest, the news is full of negative information, you know, and that's what news is. It's usually the stuff that's going on. That's, you know, the current affairs. And if you look at how that can affect you, it can affect you in amazing ways. And this is the way that it affects our thoughts, and the way it directs our thoughts. If you are surrounded by positive thoughts, and look, let's just look at some words: happiness, love, gratitude, smile, you know, emotion, glee, excited, confident, powerful, strong, hopeful. You know, those words, if you are listening to those words, they're more positive, they're more reinforcing. And for those, you know, thoughts to be channeled to you, to your subconscious mind, to your conscious mind, you're more likely to have a more positive outlook and a more positive attitude towards everything you do. But when you're watching the news, it's more hate, it's anger, it's nervous, it's murder, it's you know, it's all those things, lonely, depression, fear. It's definitely fear-mongering, most of the news. And when we have those messages going into our conscious and subconscious thoughts, then we start directing our attention that way. We become a little bit more negative in our outlook and perspective of life. And certainly the way we're directed, our attitudes towards life changes as well. So that's my take on why news isn't bad. It's just not very fulfilling. It doesn't give you excitement. It doesn't give you that energy that really is conducive to leading a great life. So that's one thing that I think is important, why we should turn off the TV, but also turn off the news. It's just a bleak view of the world. It creates limiting beliefs. It creates less happiness. It makes you feel like there's no hope. And that's not the way to go about life, yeah? There is hope. There's good things out there. It's happiness. There's an abundance of everything that we want. If you switch on the news, it may not sometimes seem that way. But the other thing, the argument is, well, if I don't switch on the news, how do I know what's going on? Well, the question I ask you, by watching the news, what is relevant for you? What do you actually get out of it? Now, there might be a war going on the other side of the world, and I certainly hear of this sometimes, and I don't mean to be ignorant or arrogant and just remove myself from the reality of the world. And I believe that the world's a much better place than it was thousands of years ago. So, you know, we're very privileged to live in this current world. Now, if there's a war going on overseas, yeah, it's good. And I will hear of it. Like, I go into, you know, you go into work, or you go into an office, or you go out in the streets, you're having a coffee with someone, and people will talk about news to you, because that's just what we talk about. We talk about things that we're currently aware of. So if people are talking about news and they say, oh, Lee, there's a war on overseas, I go, wow, that's amazing. I didn't realize that. And they said, how could you not know? Because I don't watch the news anymore. And then that argument comes about, but if you don't know, then, you know, it's, you know, don't you care? And I say, well, I do care. And it's not that I don't care, but I guess I'm selfish in what I want to fulfill myself with. I'm selfish in what I want to fill my body with, how I want to fuel my life. And I don't want to fuel my life with negative, depressing thoughts. I want to fuel my life with energy and positive, reinforcing self-beliefs, thoughts that are going to be actually conducive to living to that level of success that I so desire. Now, that doesn't mean I don't care. Yeah, I do care if there's been a war overseas and 100 people have, you know, been killed or something like that. I do absolutely care. But is it relevant for living my life? And can I do anything to change it? Well, that's my thought, is if I can't actually go out there and do something about it, yeah, I can obsess about it. I can become upset about it. But if I can't really control the outcome any further, unless I'm going to take some sort of action, get on a plane, go over there and be a volunteer to help out, you know, clean up the mess or whatever it might be, then, you know, I really can't control it beyond that. And if it's just going to sit inside me with this feeling of turmoil and upset me, then it's just not great. It's not the sort of thing I want within me. And that's why I suggest switching off the news is a good thing, and certainly switching off the TV. If it's not relevant to you, if it's not actually leading you to your values, if it's not something that you need to do for, you know, a work reason, like if you need news because that's your work, maybe you're a news reporter, then hey, you probably need to be attuned to what's going on And I would find that a struggle, actually, just being a news reporter. But if it's not conducive, it's not relevant, if it's not leading you to the path that you want to go, then perhaps switch it off, yeah? Perhaps stop consuming the news. Stop consuming so much TV. Get back a bit of your time and consume stuff that's going to fulfill you. It's going to push you towards creating that life that you want. So that's what turning off the TV is all about. You get back time and you get back your thoughts. You know, you get to input the stuff that you really want to input, stuff that's going to help you in your life, stuff that's going to help you living life with greater passion and purpose. And that's what it's all about. So my challenge to you now, if you are one of those people that love watching the TV, and certainly if you're watching a lot of it, is to switch off the TV. Challenge yourself for 21 days. 21 days. Now, I don't know why 21 days, but it's a blog I wrote a while ago, so I'm just referring to that. But 21 days, some people say that if you can change your habit, you might be able to change it in 21 days. Now, that is a big challenge. My call to you is to let me know that you're in the challenge. Jump onto the hiddenwhy.com, and under the show notes for this one, there will be a comment section. Put in there, yep, I'm up for the challenge. I just want to see how many people would like to take the challenge. 21 days to switch off the TV. So that means absolutely no TV. Now, once you've done that, of course, you can switch it back on if you wish to, and you can go back to exactly what you were doing before. But I would suggest once you've done your 21 days, you may then just start selecting what TV you want. You may then just start really being mindful and aware and conscious of what you choose to watch. Now, if that's watching the news, which I don't think it will be, I think you'll find after 3 weeks, you'll actually then just choose to watch the shows that you really enjoy, that entertain you, that give you some sort of education, lift you in some way. So guys, 21 day challenge. Are you up for the challenge? You know, what can you do with your time instead? Well, I can suggest a bunch of things. You know, you join a club, join Toastmasters. It's a club that I'm very big fan of. Join Zumba if you like Zumba. I just thought of that because there's often a Zumba class under Toastmasters. You know, go to the gym, go for a jog, go outdoors, get some isolation, do some meditation. Read a book, get some books, read a really cool novel, get some nonfiction, something that you're going to learn something out of. Go for a hike, play with your kids, spend time with your wife, go out for dinner. There's plenty of things you can do with that spare time. Start working on a project that you've been putting off for a while. Start working on that thing that you really want to do in life, you know, that passion that drives you. Start working on that. Yeah, whilst that news is off, whilst that TV is turned off, start working on that thing that can help take your life to that new level. 21 days, that is the challenge. This is my episode, my solo show, Turn Off the TV, how it can help you. The benefits are going to be great. I'd love to hear from you. Again, jump onto thehiddenwhy.com. Go to this episode, episode 45. Go to episode 45. You should just be able to type in 045 and the show notes will come up. Put in the comments field that you're in, you're committed. And certainly, I'd love to hear the feedback if you do the 21 days. Reach out to me. You can email me, leemartinlitzy@gmail.com. That's the easiest way to get me at this stage. And guys, hope you've enjoyed this. Hope you've got something out of it. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. Thank you for tuning in. Gang, another episode on The Hidden Why. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to tune into this episode and any of the other episodes that you might be listening to as well. Guys, I appreciate you coming back and really appreciate your support as well. Guys, if you love the show, if it's bringing you some value, some inspiration, some thought, stuff to inspire you to live life with greater passion and purpose, I always love to hear from you. So you can do that in a number of different ways. Number one is going to thehiddenwhy.com and leaving your comments in the show notes there. Or you can reach me directly at thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, and reach out to me in that manner as well. Guys, there's a few ways you can support the show if you do love The Hidden Why and the content that I produce here. I would ask you, number one, you can support the show by jumping onto iTunes and leaving us a review there. Number two, you can always share the shows with your network by Facebooking or Twittering them out. If they are such words, I guess Twittering must be. So you can do that by sharing the love with your network, with your families, with your friends, etc. You can also Use the Amazon links at thehiddenwire.com. There's down the side of the page, there's Amazon and Audible links. You can do all your shopping through Amazon links there, and that just helps support the show as well. So guys, thank you again for tuning into the show. Please support the show as suggested, and I would love to hear from you as well. Thanks again. We'll talk soon. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. Bye.